Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, speaking of Mecca, speaking of the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association, I'm looking at the calendar. We've got the Mecca annual meeting in Great Falls already coming up next week. So I will be live from the Mecca annual meeting coming up on Wednesday in Great Falls next week. And then Thursday, we've got the Montana Equipment Dealers Association, their annual meeting taking place once again in Whitefish. I'll have a live show from there. We're going to have a live panel discussion as a formal part of their convention that I'll be moderating. And then that will also be our live statewide radio show that Thursday as well. So man, we got a lot coming up here on this show. I mentioned a very important, I would say a critical rally, a rally for Montana Coal. That's taking place tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. in Roundup, Montana. I'm so glad that the mayor of Roundup and other folks in the community are putting this thing together, because we are at crunch time, folks. Three different pieces of legislation that Montana Senator Steve Daines is pushing on Capitol Hill that would be instrumental in saving those coal mining jobs south of Roundup. Not only are folks from Roundup going to be there at that coal rally, but our friends from Coal Strip are going to be in the House as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's folks from Butte and all across Montana that will be in the House for that rally tomorrow afternoon. I told you earlier this week, speaking of coal, speaking of Coal Strip and Roundup, and Stillwater Mine, you name it, you know, the mining jobs that we lost here recently. I mentioned earlier this week that Monday night, we did a tele-town hall meeting. I emceed a statewide tele-town hall meeting that was put on by Americans for Prosperity Montana. And Henry Kriegel, the deputy state director for AFP Montana, was there kicking off the event. And then their special guest for this tele-town hall meeting was Montana Senator Steve Daines. And it was a great conversation, a great town hall meeting, much like we do on the radio here every morning. We took calls from all across Montana, great questions, a number of different topics. But as I was listening to the back and forth between Senator Daines and Henry Kriegel, I was sitting there thinking, man, this would be great to be airing this town hall meeting over the radio right now. Thankfully, I've got the audio in hand of that full town hall meeting, and there was a great back and forth in particular between Henry Kriegel and Senator Steve Daines talking about Coal Strip and these new regulations that the Biden-Harris tester regime is pushing to try to kill Coal Strip. It was a fascinating back and forth. I'll play a little bit of that for you and some other highlights from this tele-town hall later this hour of the show. But speaking of Henry Kriegel, this coming segment is sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Montana and AFP Action. Henry Kriegel will join us right after this quick break. And then I'm hoping he'll stick around a little longer this time, because I want to talk about this town hall meeting and play some of the back and forth with the senator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Montana. Great to have you back on the show with us here. This segment brought to you by AFP Montana. But then I want to keep it going because I want to talk more about this statewide teletown hall meeting that we had earlier this week that was put on by AFP Montana with special guest Senator Steve Daines. Henry, I was back here emceeing the town hall meeting from Montana, but you were actually on the call from Washington, D.C., instead of from your home in Bozeman. What all were you doing in Washington, D.C.? I saw you were on Capitol Hill a little bit as well.
We were. Our teams from across the nation gathered in Washington, D.C. to lobby their legislators, their U.S. senators and congressmen and women about the upcoming fiscal cliff that's due to start this coming new year. And that means what it means is that the Jobs Act, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, instituted, implemented under the Trump administration, which cut individual tax rates significantly, at least 3% by every category, and cut corporate tax rates from 35%, highest in the industrialized world, from 35% to 21%, is due to expire. And our main message was, hey, we got to make, not only do we need to keep it going, we need to make those tax cuts permanent, because tax cuts are the fuel for our economy. It lowers costs to individuals on the corporate side. It lowered costs for businesses, particularly small businesses and pass-through entities, which is the backbone of our economy here in the state of Montana. We cannot afford to let that bill and those provisions expire, because we need, this is no time to implement a tax hike when Montanans and Americans are already experiencing the ravages of inflation upon their own quality of life.
Inflation, home insurance premiums. I was talking with James Brown, candidate for state auditor. I mean, we're paying California premiums here in Montana, which is crazy, because California should bear the burdens of their policies. We shouldn't have to pay California prices. But even Kamala Harris admitted in this puff piece interview with MSNBC. I'll play the clip real fast here. Stand by, Henry, for just a second.
You know, home ownership for too many people in our country now is elusive. You know, gone is the day of everyone thinking they could actually live the American dream.
Yeah, gone is the day of people thinking they could actually live the American dream. She's basically admitting that their policies these last 3.5 years have been an abject failure. But Henry, I know that's what one of the things you guys are focused on is reigniting the American dream with better policies. And man, we've got tax hikes that could go into effect next year, depending on the outcome of what goes on in November.
Absolutely right. Aaron, totally right on. The American dream is becoming more and more elusive, particularly for young people. That is reflected in the housing costs, which have skyrocketed and are continuing to skyrocket, and people are being denied the opportunity to have a better quality life. You mentioned inflation. It costs $11,000 plus every year for the past 3+ years since Biden took office to enjoy the same quality life we had the previous year. That means over $33,000. Now, our wages have not increased to match those inflation costs upon our pocketbook. So Montanans are hurting. This is no time for us to experience increased taxes. So we got to make the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. And thankfully, Senator Daines is leading. He's on the Senate Finance Committee. He's leading on that charge. In addition to that, we've got to also have real budget cuts. You can't just cut taxes and increase the budget, because that will ultimately increase the deficit. So we got to do that too, and that's on his radar, and it's on ours as well. And so that was the message we took to Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, Aaron, you know, on the AFP Action side, we're on the doors almost every weekend. And so, yes, we were extracted out from our AFP Action work to get to D.C. to do our policy advocacy work and to hold our elected officials accountable. So not only do we support candidates who are policy aligned and help them get elected. But once they're through our PAC, once they're elected, we work with them to hold them accountable and to help them achieve the policies we agreed to during the campaign.
Well, I know I'm excited. I've been doing these events all across Montana. I'll have to count up how many events we've done. I think it's close to 90 events. We started at Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow and the Farm Expo in Plentywood and then Schmeckfest in Luster. And I think since then we've done, you know, close to 90 events. And we're going to have I'll be with AFP Montana doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. You're going to have a booth at the Montana Coal Rally and Roundup tomorrow afternoon. So I'll be there hanging out with you guys as well, because this Montana Energy tour was something you guys were doing long before the elections. You went to the Keystone Pipeline graveyard. You went to Colstrip. You went to the Libby Dam and more.
We did, and that was a little over a year ago, and we got a firsthand view. It's nothing like experience it. You know, we talk about it as a policy thing, but when you go on the ground and you experience the impact of these bad decisions coming out of Washington, D.C., Joe Biden's War and Energy Institute of the day he took office, canceled the XL pipeline. We saw literally hundreds of miles of abandoned pipeline over there in Scranton, North Dakota, and heard the stories of local business owners who invested to build up the business, to have support for the construction workers who are going to be on the ground building that pipeline, and the lost income opportunity. Some of them went out of business. We went to Colstrip, and we realized that two of those power plants are being threatened to be shut down.
That's right. And they already killed one and two, and now they're trying to kill three and four. Henry, hold that thought. Normally, we would wrap up right now, but I want to keep you around. I want to take some phone calls and much more. Stand by, Henry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, I mentioned normally we would wrap up our segment with Henry Kriegel and Americans for Prosperity Montana after that first segment there. And then we'd either pivot to another guest or just open up the phone lines for anything and everything you want to talk about. But I'm glad Henry Kriegel is able to stick around, because we want to take your phone calls. And, you know, so if you want to jump in on the conversation with Henry Kriegel, give us a ring, 406-294-0970. But also, I want to talk more about this teletown hall meeting that Americans for Prosperity Montana put on and held with their special guest, Senator Steve Daines, because very interesting information and back and forth. And I'll play some of that audio for you. First, let's go to a caller. We've got Josh in Billings on the phone lines. Josh, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay. Yeah, I just, I know you had a caller like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and she was mentioning something about Signal Peak hiring illegal immigrants to work there.
Somebody made the claim, yeah. I don't know if that's, I don't think that had been verified, but something about construction crews or something.
Yeah, and so I'm just calling. I worked at Stillwater Mine for 11 years, did service work at Signal Peak and all them, and they are very vetted. There's no way they have any illegal aliens or any illegals working at any of those places. Signal Peak is a stand-up company, and you have to go through a process to get hired there.
Yeah, no, that would sound right on to me, especially given all of the hoops you have to jump through, all the federal regulators on site, everything. Now, you mentioned working at both mines. To me, that's so key what you just said right there, because, you know, I mentioned one of our listeners in Roundup said, we can't afford to lose another mine. It's kind of like what hurts one of us hurts all of us, right?
Yep, absolutely. And all those Stillwater Mines, I have tons of friends, brothers, everybody that works at Stillwater Mine, and the reduction of platinum and palladium because of the cars they're making now, the Green New Deal, like you would say, it's hurting the palladium and platinum prices, and that's driving these guys out of work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of a sad thing. It is.
Green New Deal policies killing the Stillwater mining jobs. And then on top of that, this same administration has allowed Russian imports of the very same products they mine. And so it's just like a 1-2 punch. But fundamentally, it's these Green New Deal policies that have killed those mining jobs. Great to hear from you. Thanks for what you do. I'll tell you what, the mining industry is so important to this entire country. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right. Let me see. On that front, before I go back to Henry Kriegel with AFP Montana. This was what Senator Steve Daines, this topic came up during that teletown hall meeting with AFP Montana earlier this week, and I mentioned that very same point to Senator Daines. We can't afford to lose any more mining jobs, especially because of the Green New Deal that's already killing mining jobs. Here's what he had to say in response.
Well, look, make no mistake. The Democrats, the left, is doing all they can to undermine our ability to mine in this country. Look no further than the Rock Creek mine up in northwest Montana, 35 years trying to get a copper mine permitted. Because one of the most important votes you cast as a U.S. senator is for a federal judge. They put these activist judges on the bench. There's these Ninth Circuit judges. These deep-pocketed liberal environmental groups litigate these attempts to get a mine going in Montana. Look what happened to Stillwater Mine, lost those 700 jobs. What a gut punch to our state. What a gut punch to Stillwater County, Carbon County, just south central Montana, and losing some of the best jobs we have in Montana. And you don't see an administration that really wants to scurry around trying to stop the Russians from dumping cheap palladium into our market to fund Putin's war in Ukraine. And guess what? It's putting our miners out of work here in Montana. But on that Bull Mountain Mine rally, God bless the folks there in Roundup. I'm rallying right there with you back here in Washington. In fact, on Wednesday, I've got the Crow Revenue Act that is going to provide much-needed revenue to the tribe to keep the Bull Mountain Mine open. There's just some land swaps and stuff that we're doing here. It's a win-win. It's going to preserve jobs, boost the economy. And I'm pushing really hard to get that passed as a temporary bridge to save that Bull Mountain Mine. It's another important part of what we need to have happen in Montana to produce low-cost energy. But most important is these jobs we're trying to save.
All right, there you go. That was from that Americans for Prosperity Montana teletown hall meeting Monday night. Henry Kriegel, you were, of course, on that call. You're the guys that put the whole thing together. Your thoughts?
I thought that it was an excellent teletown hall. I want to just thank you, Aaron, for being the lead host on that. You did a fantastic job, and the senator was very forthcoming. This energy crisis that we almost experienced last winter, it could have been fatal, as I mentioned on that teletown hall event. We had minus 40-degree weather here in the state of Montana, and we were very close to brownouts. And if we happen to be forced to close two more coal power plants in Coal Strip, we rely on upwards to one-third of our power on coal. Just imagine the impact on Montanans during the middle of winter without having those coal power plants being fired up, let alone the impact on the community of Coal Strip, which basically is the focal point of that is those power plants and the jobs they produce, the high-paying jobs they produce, the prosperity that is shown in that community. It would be devastating for the community, devastating to our state, and we got to put a stop to this. What did he call it? A green hallucination. That was a term that Senator Daines used.
It was a great line
to describe these unicorn type technologies that are not yet viable to provide the power we need to drive our economy, to provide energy to our homes, to secure our safety.
Yeah, no, well said. All right, Henry Kriegel. Yes, stand by. I'll come back to you here in just a second. Well, I, you know, at the end of the show yesterday, we were short on time, and we got a phone call from Ken in Great Falls. But I told Ken, I said, Ken, we're going to be talking coal on Thursday's show. So since we were so short on time yesterday, I said, Ken, call back in on Thursday because we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You know, even though we typically limit callers to once a week, we were short on time yesterday. So, Ken, I'm glad you called back in. What's your thoughts on this coal conversation we're having?
Well, coal's dead because it's too expensive. The simple point is one of the biggest energy advances we've had has happened in the last 3 years, and that's the price of lithium-ion batteries. They went from $1,000 a kilowatt hour down to $50 a kilowatt hour. Solar and wind with lithium batteries to back it up is the cheapest energy source. And as for coal in Montana, I'm in 1975, I started my apprenticeship, 20 years old, building coal strip plants. I'm 70 years old. I'm all worn out and retired, and those plants are the exact same thing.
So what do you think, Ken? Let me get your take. Let me. It's easy for us to focus on the things we disagree on oftentimes. Can we agree on small-scale nuclear? What about getting some small-scale nuclear in at Coal Strip and elsewhere across the country? What do you think of that?
Yeah, go ahead. But it's going to be about three times more expensive than solar and wind.
Well, you need something to back up the solar and wind, and without the subsidies, solar and wind is very expensive. It's just masked by all the subsidies that go into it. But I'm very glad to hear that you support small-scale nuclear. All right, so there's something we agree on. I like it when we can find stuff we agree on. Henry Kriegel with AFP Montana, your thoughts.
My thoughts are, you know, I'm not familiar with the technology that the caller mentioned. If that is indeed true, there is a period of time where we can incorporate that into our energy matrix. But we just can't then shut down two coal power plants without something viable to replace it with. Viable and tested and true.
When he said that coal is dead, I'm like, well, if coal was dead, then the Signal Peak, the Bull Mountain Mine, as Senator Daines referred to it, would not need to expand to mine coal in new ground. Because if coal was dead and there was no market for coal, then the mine would not need access to more coal to mine. So if coal was dead, then why are the Japanese buying so much coal right now for their coal gasification plants? Why is China building coal plant after coal plant after coal plant? It's not dead, which is why the Democrats are trying to kill it.
Absolutely. The Chinese are building one coal power plant per week, I believe, is the stat. And if it were dead, they wouldn't be doing it. So while we are forcing ourselves to comply with these standards, China is not. They're building coal power plants.
Yeah.
So coal, oil, and gas power our economy. Until such time, new technologies emerge that are tested and true. To come online, we have to rely on that.
That's right. That's right. Let's see. We've got about 30 seconds to go before our break here. Pat in Billings, did you have a quick comment? Thanks for your call.
Yes, Mr. Aronson, thanks to God for you and your service to the country. Secondly, thanks for taking my call. May God bless you and your family. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow, thank you.
Regarding the illegal influx of migrants. First of all, if not all of them, 1 or 2%, the migrants came here waiting for the government to freely distribute and not for them to contribute. They came not to here with a plan not to build, but to deport and destroy. They came here not to help make, but to break. They came here not to acculturate themselves, but to obliterate the culture. They came here waiting for the government to freely distribute, but nothing for them to contribute.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
As farmers and ranchers continue to see rising input costs and lower crop prices, groups like the National Association of Wheat Growers say they need an updated farm bill soon. Secretary of the National Wheat Growers, Nathan Kane of Loma, Montana.
there's a possibility that, you know, we could get a new farm bill, but from the talks of it, it would just be maybe a slight improvement over the 2018 farm bill. And that's not really what we're looking for. We really need a better farm bill than what we have now. It's just 2018 farm bill was great for then, and it's a totally different world now.
The outdated farm safety net they are operating under is doing nothing to address these realities.
Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, said it's essential to pass a new farm bill soon while also addressing the financial crisis impacting the nation's farmers by passing an ad hoc farm assistance package.
Producers are struggling to make ends meet in an environment where costs for farm inputs have ballooned from inflation, interest rates have doubled, and market prices are far below the cost of production. The next farm bill is the appropriate place to make the necessary long-term corrections to our farm safety net, which leads me to the second action Congress must take. We must redouble our efforts to pass a farm bill before the end of the calendar year that meets this moment.
Senate Democrats have yet to release language for a farm bill. I'm Wayne Northland.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me get to Coast Guard Ken. We got Coast Guard Ken in Bozeman on the phone lines. I always love it when I run into a Coast Guard veteran because you just don't see Coast Guard veterans too often. So that's always fun. But, Kevin in Belgrade, he sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Aaron, Ken in Great Falls said coal is dead. Why the hell did I see train load after train load headed to the West Coast? That's a very good question, Kevin. That's a very good question. Let's see. Tammy in Kalispell. Good morning from the Flathead. Thought of the day. What does Ken think about the 250,000 birds that are killed by these awful windmills every year? Bruce in Ennis. That pipeline has been cut up and sold for scrap to the Chinese by now. Biden didn't want anyone to ever rebuild that line. That was from Bruce in Ennis. Let's go to Coast Guard Ken in Bozeman. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Semper Paratus. Question for Henry, if he's still there.
He ran, but I'm sure he's listening.
Well, then let me throw this out there. Why can't we as Montanans tell the EPA and the feds to pound sand and continue this gap, this bridge of coal to these newer technologies like these micro nuclear plants and so on? Why can't we tell them to go away and just continue doing what we're doing?
Especially after the Chevron decision, right, out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Great question. I do want to highlight that. I'm glad Ken agrees. I think this small-scale nuclear discussion is a very bipartisan conversation. In fact, frankly, it's important to national security that we do more nuclear energy in America as well. In fact, the Federalist.com has a piece right now. Why it is terrifying that China's nuclear capabilities have lapped the United States. I think at the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association meeting next week, I think one of their expert speakers is going to be talking about that very topic, if I'm not mistaken. All right, one quick back and forth here, and then I've got to get, we've got another guest in studio with us here. I mentioned that teletown hall meeting put on by Americans for Prosperity Montana. And our friend Henry Kriegel was on that. He was, of course, the host of that whole event with special guest Senator Steve Daines. Let me see if I queued it up in the right spot here. Henry asked a very good question about Colstrip and these mercury regulations that the Biden-Harris tester regime is using to try to kill Colstrip. Here is, I think, Henry's question and then a great response from Senator Steve Daines.
Well, look, make no mistake. The Democrats...
Wait, okay, I queued it up in the wrong spot. Let me back it up just a little bit. I think this is it. Here we go.
My understanding is that mercury air toxins ruled by the EPA, the only coal power plants that are being jeopardized to be closed are the ones in Colstrip, and they already captured 99.6% of particulate matter. And to improve them any further, to comply with these onerous, burdensome regulations, it would cost up to $500 million each to bring them up to these new regs, and it's virtually unaffordable. So it's
Henry, those EPA regs. Look, that was not some kind of sincere effort to try to clean up the air. As you mentioned, the current regulations are protecting us, but what it was a backdoor way of shutting down Colstrip. That's what they want to do. They want to see Colstrip shut down, and that make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's baseload power. The problem we have, and again, I am not opposed to renewable energy. Hydro is a fantastic source, and wind and solar, if they can figure out the storage and the battery side of this, are ways to add more energy to our portfolio. But wind and solar are called intermittent sources of energy. That's not a derogatory term. That's just a fact of physics. The sun doesn't always shine. The wind doesn't always blow. So you can't always produce electricity. And that's why you've got to have baseload power. So when you flick the switch on, you get immediately electrons coming to turn the lights on. And that's why nuclear is baseload power, hydro is baseload power, coal is baseload power. Natural gas with turbines is baseload power, but wind and solar aren't. And again, I'm fine with adding wind and solar to our portfolio to give us more options, but you better not burn today's bridge to baseload power until the future bridges are built. They're affordable and reliable, and they're a long ways from prime time at this moment.
All right. Yeah, that was part of a great response there by Senator Steve Daines during that Americans for Prosperity Montana town hall meeting the other night. Hey, we got another great guest who just popped into our studios. He's traveling the entire country. He just delivered the Biden laptop report in Billings, Montana last night. He's in studio with us right now. Stand by. I'll introduce you to this guest in just a second. But one more thought that just came to mind. As I was listening to Senator Steve Daines there talking about Colstrip and talking about why we should not have an early retirement of Colstrip, it got me thinking about one thing that our friend Ken in Great Falls said earlier. You know, Ken said, hey, I was there when I was an apprentice. I was there working on Colstrip. But I'm 70 now, and I'm wearing out. Well, Ken, let me say this to you. You may be 70, but we don't want you to be, retired early, if you know what I mean. We don't want you to have your life ended early. We want to get all of the life out of you. We want all of our listeners to have a long life, to enjoy a long life. The Colstrip and the coal-fired power plants still have life left in them. Let's get every year we can out of those coal-fired power plants. And then when it's time to transition to something else, small-scale nuclear or whatever we add to it, then let's add to it. Or figure out a way to make coal continue to be a part of it, just like Japan is using coal right now. But why would we end the life of those plants early when there's still life yet to be lived? That's just a thought that came to mind. Just a thought. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Garrett Ziegler is with a 501c3 called Marco Polo. I heard him on the Glenn Beck program a few months ago. He was on with Glenn Beck. He is the founder of Marco Polo. Last night in Billings, he delivered the Biden laptop report presentation. He's with us in studio right now. Garrett, good to see you. Wow, that is a thick book. Look at that. My goodness.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Let me, do I got the right mic? Oh, you're on mic two. There we go. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me on. This is the event last night was at Art House, which is a new venue. It's a heck of a venue in downtown Billings on 30th Street. And, you know, we're basically, this is our 50 state tour. This is state number 16. I'm speaking in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Friday. And, you know, last night I talked about the Montana connections to the Biden laptop. There are three principally. We mentioned yesterday morning on this program the now deceased attorney Milton Dutsopoulos. He was very, very integral. There's a guy named Bevin Cooney who grew up in Missoula. And he was involved in that Indian bond fraud scheme, the Oglala Sioux of the South Dakota tribe. They were basically ripped off, and that's what Devin Archer is going to prison for, and that's what Bevin Cooney is going to prison for. So there are multiple connections in almost every state to this family, because it's not just about the family. It's really a cesspool, and that's it's a window into D.C. That's what the laptop is. And everybody who's listening to this can go to BidenLaptopEmails.com, as I mentioned yesterday, and go download all the emails yourself. That's why I'm so proud of our group, is that we put it out there for free as a sort of Americanized WikiLeaks, where there are things that I haven't even connected yet. I urged everybody at the event last night to go search highfalutin people in their area, and they just might be not – it's not that Hunter's always talking to them, but that they're referenced in the emails. So it's not always who is on the to and from line in an email, but who's on the CC line and what they're scheming. And it's a bipartisan indictment, really.
Yeah, it's an indictment of the swamp in Washington, D.C., like you say, in many instances, both sides of the aisle. The Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, come on, that's not real. That's fake. Why are you guys talking about that on your Montana Talks radio show? I had one of the guys who was responsible for finding the Hunter Biden laptop and bringing this to the national stage describe it. And this was years ago, while the fake news media was still telling us that this laptop was not real.
Yes.
And so your Biden laptop report is a continued indictment of the fake news media, of the swamp, and all the folks who continue to lie to us about pick your topic of the day.
I know. In response to that, devil's advocate play, I would say our focus on this issue is only commensurate with the degree of cover-up that they exhibited at the start of the issue. We're only digging into it because they were so vociferous about making sure that we couldn't. So we're really just, you know, giving it back to them.
All right. Well, stand by. We've got just a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show. He's off to, is it Washington State you're off to next, or are you stopping in
Idaho first?
Stops in Idaho next. But a few more minutes here with Garrett Ziegler from Marco Polo talking about the Biden laptop report.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Go. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left here in the hour. I know what some of you are thinking, because I threw this question. I got a chance to catch up with Garrett before his presentation in Billings yesterday for a few minutes. But it's great to have him here on our statewide show before he heads off down the road to conduct his Biden laptop report presentation in Idaho next. He stopped in Montana. He's hitting all 50 states. But the question I threw to you yesterday is like, okay, there's people out there that are going to say, what does it matter now? Joe Biden's on his way out. They're putting him out to pasture. He's probably going to pardon Hunter before he's out of the White House. Obviously, when they kicked him to the curb and Kamala got installed as the presidential candidate, you know, they're saying, okay, Joe, we'll give you a pass on all this corruption, the corrupt Chinese business deals, etc. Just allow Kamala to take over and we'll let you stay in office. But I bet a lot of the corrupt individuals that are exposed, and some maybe not corrupt individuals, but they might have come up. It might have come up in this book as well, because you know Hunter was trying to use their influence. You know, not everybody that's mentioned is
accused of a crime.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. There's just influential people that Hunter would have tried to leverage to get his stuff done, but. But so why does it matter? I think it matters because of the continuing corruption that we're going to see. Some of these same players, just like we saw when Trump became president in 2016, some of the same deep state operatives that were there undermining this country when Obama was president, they were still there undermining the country when Trump was president. And we're going to see the same cast of characters still popping their heads up here, no matter who wins after November.
Precisely. I couldn't have said it better myself. And Kamala herself is in the laptop. They wanted Kamala to be on the board of the Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children. And so no one thinks that, let's say they install Kamala, Anthony Blinken is going to have a role in that new admin. And he's all over the Biden laptop. He was instrumental in the Burisma shakedown because he was the deputy secretary of state at the time. And his wife, Evan Ryan, who's Joe's current cabinet secretary, she was the assistant secretary of state, one of the 20. And they were instrumental in talking to Sally Painter and Karen Tramontano at Blue Star Strategies, that Democrat lobbying firm that came under investigation. And they were allowed to retroactively file the FARA charges, like Tony Podesta. It's the first time in American history where somebody's not been charged, been allowed to, and paid no fine, to retroactively file as a foreign agent. So it is a naive view to think that the people involved in Joe's administration, the people on the ground, Jeffrey Zienst, Ron Klain, the former chief of staff, these people, if Kamala wins, are all going to be in power and have more influence. And so this report, which, by the way, it's free to read at BidenReport.com, BidenReport.com. Just keyword search. It's keyword searchable. The people beyond Evan Ryan and Blinken and the lower level folks, they are going to be relevant for decades to come. And this is an antidote to all the propaganda that has been pushed about the decency of Joe. You know, with his exit package, as you mentioned, that golden handcuff, they're going to put a presidential library up for him in Greenville, Delaware. And part of our mission at Marco Polo is to be the antidote to that. I mean, there's so few people who have gone through all 128,000 emails and seen what they're really about. I mean, their business model was being a foreign agent without registering that to the Justice Department. That is the business model, FARA violations.
Garrett can see me flipping through the pages. You guys can't, but I'm flipping through the pages specifically focused on China right now, because one of the guys that is featured in this Biden laptop report is former Montana Senator Max Baucus.
Yes. I have the page if you want to get
it. I'll just have passed the book to you. So Max Baucus, he was there when Hunter Biden went to China. Remember, they bought off Baucus by making him ambassador to China. Baucus does a short 2 years in China as ambassador, and then he started cashing in. He's making a bunch of money off of Communist Chinese Party, communist business deals. And, there's the photo right there. But I remember seeing a specific where Hunter is shaking hands with the Communist Chinese, and Max Baucus was the one there making it all happen, greasing the skids for Hunter Biden. Yes. And Baucus continues to hold influence in Montana. He was just at the university for some presentation. He continues to rake in cash from the Communist Chinese himself.
It's insane. And you know what? He was at the ground floor of that. So there's been a lot, righteously so, there's been a lot of attention paid to this Chinese private equity firm, private in quotation marks, BHR. Well, BHR got its foot in the door through Max Baucus. That page that you're looking at, page 96 in the report?
Yes.
That was the introductory email that they sent referencing Baucus and how he was going to broker a meeting. Right, Baucus was the tip of the spear in this. And remember, Joey was his longtime colleague in the U.S. Senate. He's a trusted guy. He goes way back with Max. And it's arguably the most important ambassadorship on planet Earth right now. You know, you could argue that the ambassador to Israel is extremely important, Germany is extremely important, but to China, this guy was it for years.
Yeah, and Baucus was greasing the skids for Hunter. Joe Biden was at Max Baucus' wedding north of Helena, Montana. He had an affair with his senior staffer.
This is news to me.
He had an affair with his senior staffer, and then they ended up getting married. And they got married north of Helena, and Joe Biden showed up
for
that wedding. He was there. And And so, yeah. Here's Max Baucus then paving the way for the corrupt Biden family Chinese business dealings while he's ambassador to China. He does his short 2-year stint. He cashes in. He's making money off the communist Chinese to this day. And then COVID hits America. Max Baucus covers for the Chinese, undermines Trump. I'm telling you, the corruption continues to this day. Garrett Ziegler, Marco Polo, great to see you. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks, Adam.
BidenReport.com. All right, thanks for dropping in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.